impeachment that ended that judicial career has died at the age of 84. Hastings was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer 2 years ago. Efforts to bring the U.S. back into the 2015 deal on Iran's nuclear program are to step up a gear as Iran and the five world powers remaining in the accord meet in Vienna, while the U.S. is due to start indirect talks with Tehran. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 100 points. The Nasdaq is ahead 21. This is SRN News.
If you're a radio listener, one thing I'm certain of is that you're not tuning in to listen to me. So I'm sorry about the next 45 seconds. But we have specifically chose this station because we think we're similar, and we'd love for you to see why our mortgage team might be a good fit for you or someone you care about. One, we've got a direct lender advantage. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender. There's no middleman, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money. Two, our faith is a big deal to us, and we're open about that. If we seem like a fit for you, we'd love to talk. We are United Faith Mortgage.
UnitedFaithMortgage.com. Nice.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to AnimalistConsumerAccess.org. Corporate Animalist Number 1330. Ryan Vrak, Animalist Number 65233. Equal Housing Lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Ladies and gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady-o.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio?
Oh.
150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos and films during our April 40% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file on USB, call us today. We've been providing professional video services for over 30 years, and all work is done right here in Montgomery. Unlike those other stores that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Don't risk your one-of-a-kind treasures by shipping them out of state. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net.
I love overpriced stuff. Avocados, designer t-shirts, artisanal water, you name it. That's why I get my internet from the other guys. Paying more for the same stuff. What could be better?
Wow is better, because for just $29.99 per month, we give you the super fast, reliable internet you need and the awesome customer service you deserve. Switch to Internet 100 for just $29.99 per month. And now, learn how to get $150 on us at Wowway.com. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. I have another great day to tell you about as our storm-free pattern continues for now, but some weather changes are coming up later in the week. Today, sunshine. Warming trend continues. High in the lower 80s. Tonight, mostly clear. Not as cool. Overnight, low 54. Tomorrow, high temperature in the low to mid 80s. Slight chance of showers by Wednesday afternoon. Scattered showers and thunderstorms by late Wednesday night, but becoming more likely Thursday. Thursday's high right around 80. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Half off Easter candy sale. Tried to sell it, but they failed. Grabbing up bargains on Easter Monday. Yellow peeps of marshmallow. The prices are super low. It's half the price that it was yesterday. All the jelly beans are marked down. The cream eggs are really cheap. I'm overflowing my cart now with discount marshmallow peeps. Oh, half off Easter candy sale. Chocolate bunnies I'll inhale. Grabbing up bargains on Easter Monday.
Calling all stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
We're a day behind, you see, so I got some catching up to do. Our News Talk 93.1 FM WACB, a glorious Tuesday. Not just the weather, but Terry Adams, the much beloved and glorious, is with us along with Rosie and me.
And here they are.
Last 24 hours have been... Let me search my vast vocabulary for the right word here. A bitch. We are currently broadcasting through my Nissan Rogue after a brilliant job. Our engineer, Craig, has been amazing. Tom Jones, coming out of retirement. Because it was one of those things. Although I must say this, there was great value in yesterday. Because Rosie and I, we had more calls yesterday than we get in a month. It's nice to know when you're missed.
Yeah.
Sometimes you don't know what you got till it's gone, and that's... I'm actually trying to get a magazine column going on about this last 24 hours, because it was really... Perfect. It was a lesson.
Oh, yeah. Always.
I'm still... I don't know if I told you, I did get the vaccine.
Did you?
And with it came some of the side effects they warn you about. Not now, bad. I'm feeling better today, but it was... As far as, you know... Having all that, and it was all mild. Don't get me wrong; it was nothing. It was, but mild. You know how it is. I was telling Rosie yesterday, I'd rather be curled up in bed in the fetal position, sick, than something that's kind of half-assed, which was what yesterday was. So between the station and the transmitter issues and not feeling well,
a deadly combination.
Yes. Yeah. Suicidal thinking ensues, but I'm still here. Ready to piss people. Oops, Dow down 96. Pardon me while I check something. This will only take a second. I just need to see, now that I've taken some shekels, and just want to say I'm sure if you hear a happy sound here, you'll know it's been a good day. minuscule hit. In fact, I had, since Brant couldn't join us on the air yesterday, I used his time to talk about what's going on with my stuff. It was...
Why not?
Yeah. It
serves the same purpose.
And kind of a selfish day. David Blackman's going to join us at 3:35. The beauty of what's going on with Major League Baseball and how they have absolutely shot themselves in the foot with their insane... decision to take the baseball All-Star game out of Atlanta and they're moving it to Denver. Now, just off statistics alone, and of course, like every other a-hole, Major League Baseball, the people I listen to on the network, they're all, just like any good communist organization, following the company line.
We are not happy with suppression of any kind.
These, as I said on Facebook, and I'll say it here now because we're on the air today.
You stupid, ignorant son of a dumb bastard!
The law actually is better than the one in Denver. When it comes to voting opportunities, it's better than the one in New York. And you have taken the game and the economic impact of the game, which runs somewhere between $150 to $200 million, from a city where the population is predominantly black and moved it to white-ass Denver, which is 9% black. Good move, baseball. You stupid, ignorant, son of a bitch, dumb bastards. And it makes me ill because I know, we all know where our bread is buttered, right? And listening to the people on that network,
oh, yeah, baseball really didn't have any choice.
Yeah, they did have a choice. They could have grown a pair and said, we're staying out of politics. Atlanta's a good city. We've been part of, baseball's been part of there for over half a century now. And they just built a beautiful new ballpark. And part of the deal we had with them was we were going to have the game there this year because they spent almost $1 billion to build this incredible complex for the Braves, and they took it away for nothing, for less than nothing, for a made-up, because our president is a demented jagoff. You want respect for the White House? There, you got it. I'm being kind here.
Well, I absolutely think there's...
Man, when our corporate leaders, and you can't complain about corporate leadership because there's very little of it, when they are taking their orders from a guy who doesn't even know what day of the week it is, we're in serious trouble. Standing there in that stupefied state, you know, yeah, I absolutely think the game should be moved. Did Trump ever do that? I'll tell you what, though. Delta's had to cancel a lot of flights the last 24 hours.
It breaks my heart.
Because Trump said, boycott these people. That's the most effective way to fight back. Hit them in the pocketbook. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like I'm working in a haunted house because this chair squeaks every time I move. Listen to this. Oh, God.
Get the man some WD-40.
I think there's enough WD-40 that we've actually made the air in here toxic. Everything is slippery. So, and this is a personal thing for me, that baseball's been my sport.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's at least 23 other people here in the River Region who claim it as their sport. And I am just sickened by all this. The season was one day old when Commissioner Manfred said, oh, yeah, you got to take the game away. They've been waiting, you know, they were awarded this game over 2 years ago. So a lot of city planning and stuff has to go into preparation for
a lot.
Yeah.
A lot to it.
And they just took it away. And the people of Atlanta, and especially the African-American community, should be livid. Because baseball, in all your virtue signaling bullshit, you have hurt the people you think you claim you were trying to help. You've hurt them the most.
Exactly. Exactly right.
And then, on top of that, to move it to Denver, where the population is, 9% black, that's a real virtue signal there. What is that? What are you trying to tell us? You can't make these people up. They just... Nobody, even me, with my semi-vivid imagination, I couldn't make these people up. Anyway, that's all I have. We'll be back again tomorrow at 3.
Great show. Great show.
I loved it. It was one of my best. I apologize for the language. I should have started the show with a disclaimer.
Warning. The following contains language of a frank and explicit nature. Frank. Discretion is advised.
Well, I was frank and I was maybe a little more explicit. But you know what? I can't take this much longer. I just can't. I got, remember from those glorious Obama years? We should start calling Biden Chairman Biden.
I like that, comrade.
I agreed. We salute you, beloved Chairman Biden.
Yes. Da.
And you know, the thing is that Putin's got to be laughing his ass off.
Oh, he's having a great time with this.
Oh, and not to mention that baseball, on the same day that they're taking this event away from Atlanta, signed an extension of their arrangement with a company called Tencent, which is a Red China-based service. Has something to do with baseball's auxiliary, I don't know, streaming or whatever. So they're making deals. Baseball's making deals with Red China. And we all know about the Uyghur slaves and what life is like there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, telling the rest of us, we must do this because we can't support a city. Why not just take the team out of Atlanta?
Send it. Go ahead and send it.
If Georgia's such a racist hellhole, with a voter law that actually expanded, you know, again, it comes with let's insult minorities at every opportunity. Let's tell them you're so pathetic that with an election, 2 years away, we just don't think you're capable of getting some form of identification. Mm-hmm. Well, we all know you got to have it for almost every other thing. Major League Baseball requires photo ID to pick up tickets at will call.
The irony.
Hey, baseball, why not take my word for it? Why do I have to show an ID? That's
racist. Wow.
Yeah.
Racist. That's what it is. Racist.
This is the world we live in. And now you got Yoda, Janet Yellen, talking about a global tax. They can't raise taxes enough, but they already have. Because gasoline is, you know, lurching up, and you know they want to raise the corporate tax level back to 28. That's better than 35, but the average economic moron doesn't understand that they don't pay that. We do.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna pass that cost along to consumers.
Mm-hmm.
And even today, somebody in the Biden administration, this is gonna be especially rough on the middle class. Isn't that who you claimed?
Mm-hmm.
The only one that really helped the middle class was Donald John Trump.
Amen. Absolutely correct.
And I know this because my taxes actually went up during his term in office. They did. But I felt like I was getting my money's worth. We had a president that cared about us first. So I think the next campaign should be SAGA, Saving America's Greatness Again.
I like that.
Probably be the last chance to do it, too.
Yeah.
Let's make Soldier Boy our first call of the afternoon.
Did I win a prize?
No.
Okay. Hey, I want to know why the baseball commissioner hasn't given up his membership at Augusta.
Oh, does he have one there? Well, we can't have that.
Are they going to move the Masters to another golf course?
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on a second. Former Major League Baseball commissioner, the guy that used to be in Rob Manfred's job, Faye Vincent, rips decision to move All-Star Game. What made me sick was the complete lack of any independent thinking on all the talking heads on baseball's networks. I'll say, yeah, they had no choice. They had a choice. Who are they kidding?
Anyway. Greg, when they did that, man, I thought about you, man. I bet you just sunk because I know baseball is your thing. Your escape from everything, this crazy world.
It's getting, that's it. They're just narrowing the field at every opportunity. And even when I turn on Mayberry, and by the way, I was very happy. I read my magazine column for the month yesterday because we weren't on the air.
Mm-hmm.
I hadn't read it since I turned it in. I was actually pretty happy with it.
Good.
110,000 plus years in Mayberry.
Greg, you know what's interesting is when they're going to raise the corporate tax in the United States, what country is that going to help?
China.
Exactly, because the jobs that came back over here because Mr. Trump lowered the corporate tax are now going to go back to China and overseas countries.
Ford already announced they were building their next factory in Mexico.
Yeah,
and that
I saw premium.
That was not the plan. That was not the plan until this clown show came into power.
I went to get gas today, and I get regular unleaded. But I saw a premium. I took a picture. I'm going to put it on my Facebook. $3.08 a gallon.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can think of a few people I know that have to use premium in their cars.
Yep.
Who I know lean a little bit left, who I hope are taking note.
Can I ask Terry a question, Prime Minister of Playtime?
Absolutely.
Hey, Terry?
Yeah.
You better answer this. I can't get this on the internet. Either it's fake or it's real. I watched that movie Kong Island. You know, King Kong and Godzilla are going to be in this new movie.
Okay.
Did Truman actually create a mutant department?
Not that I'm aware of.
You Google it. It said it was true.
Really?
Because one of our ships, it shows pictures of the ship, and nobody survived on the ship, and it was actually factual.
Huh.
And the ship would have been bitten, and almost in the front bow was just at teeth marks of the metal. And they said that Truman actually created a worldwide classified department that covered, monsters, basically.
That's first I've heard of it, but I will get you an answer. I don't know.
I know, because you're the Prime Minister of Playtime.
That's what I do.
And that's what you do. All right, gentlemen and ma'am.
Thank you.
Never forget the ladies.
Never.
We love you ladies, too.
Absolutely.
I do.
Thank you.
All right. Y'all have a great day.
See you.
Bye.
Thank you, Soldier Boy. Good guy. I get to come out of the isolation booth a week from tomorrow. Now, the gang will be at Baumhauer's tomorrow. We got to get Miss Brooks here tomorrow, too.
Yeah.
Stop by. I will be picking up at Baumhauer's, and I have been. You know, I pay for what I get too. I don't. You know, I just feel compelled to say that because I spend my money with the places that support our show. It's that simple. I have the receipts, and you can see them except for the credit card number. And they had quite the turnout for the game last night. I was hoping the Gonzagas would win that game. But you know what? What was great was to see the celebration at Baylor in Texas. No masks, no nonsense.
No, they're over it.
No pretending, you know, no cardboard fans in the stands. By the way, they packed the ballpark yesterday, too, for opening day in Arlington. No cardboard fans in the stands. On the other hand, I had the network on in the background when I was getting ready to leave this afternoon, and in Detroit, there's people in the stands, but it's like 10-15% capacity. And I actually thought it looked more exciting when they had the fake people in there because there were more of them than there were fans actually sitting at the ballpark. It's also stupid.
Very stupid.
But whatever your sport, have it with some Baumhauer's. The Baumhauer's, as Jacqueline likes to say.
Amen.
And I wouldn't call it a rut, but when I, like, my Wednesday night thing now is to get a victory burger, which is enormous.
Very good, too.
Oh, I mean, it's
seasoned perfectly.
Yes, their combination of chopped sirloin and chuck is, I don't know how they do it. I've tried to replicate it at home, can't do it. But I chop it in half when I get it home. I get it with sweet potato fries, which reheat very well.
Yeah, a little short man moments loves those.
And chop it in half, and I have my dinner tomorrow night, and I have my lunch.
Yep, that
for
big.
Thursday after the show, yeah.
That big.
And you may have noticed, oh, much beloved and glorious, I'm losing weight.
Yes, sir. I attribute it to the bicycle.
Yeah, no. The
diet's got a lot to do with it.
But when you just put in, like today, I didn't feel that great, but I still did it, because you know why? Satan will come into my heart and tell me I don't have to do this.
True.
And I can't afford to have that kind of laziness. So, just a reminder, Baumhauer's after the show tomorrow night, but why not go tonight? Why not get some wings, try the pot roast Philly cheese, any one of the great burgers. There's everything on the menu there. The red beans and rice with white chicken, black and white chicken with the white barbecue sauce. It's all good at Baumhauer's on the Boulevard. And don't forget Wing Fingers downtown, 10:30 to 4 every weekday, Monday through Friday, from during that time frame. Great chicken, the Dr. B burger, and more. Go to BaumHauers.com to check out more.
David Little from Tucker Pecan is here. You've got new stuff coming in, and you've got a bunch of chocolates.
The biggest thing we've got going on is the ladies have been to market. They have bought all kinds of cool stuff. It's coming in here in the next week or so. But the one thing we do better than anybody is chocolate. And if you want some chocolate, we're going to have all kinds of new things we're doing. We're doing some white chocolate turtles, white chocolate caramel sticks, all kinds of new chocolate ideas, more dark chocolate. We're going to do those things because people have asked for them, and we're going to get them for them. And you know what? If chocolate isn't your thing and you just want some good old-fashioned farm-fresh pecans, we've got those at Tucker Pecan. Whether you want them halves, pieces, roasted and salted, our roasted and salted are absolutely out of this world. We dry roast them in an oven, which makes them healthier and better for you. We are located at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470. Or like us on Facebook.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Ah, springtime in Alabama, when a young man's fancy turns to tuning up his AC. Clark Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing, your Bryan dealer. How can we make you smile?
Hi, Clark. I have a problem with my AC system.
What is it?
You know, the machine that cools my house?
Right. I'm on my way. Tell me. How long has it sounded like this?
A year, or two, or maybe five.
Son, you ought to join the Clark Club.
I don't play golf.
No, no. This is a program that automatically includes spring and fall tune-ups for your cooling and heating system.
Oh, so I won't forget.
Exactly. Just $159 a year includes two tune-ups, plus members get a lower service fee and great discounts on repairs and supplies like filters and thermostats.
Perfect. Hey, can I also get a reminder about my anniversary?
You're on your own there, kid. To keep your AC system running great, better call Clark. Visit ClarkComfort.com for more information.
Bryant, whatever it takes, better call Clark.
$159 Clark Club price covers one system with discounts for additional systems. Alabama certification 99004.
Hi, break time?
I know you.
I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. It seems like you take care of yourself.
I do. I play tennis. I try to eat well.
What about screening for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. Colon cancer is more treatable when it's caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and is used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit requestcologuard.com.
I'm on it.
Excellent.
If you think the only job at a radio station is in front of a microphone, you're missing a shot at a great career. Broadcasting offers exciting jobs in many areas, including advertising, sales, promotions, news, engineering, and more. Learn about these opportunities during the Alabama Broadcasters Association Virtual Job Fair going on now through April 9th at BroadcastersVirtualJobFair.com. Find information about broadcast careers and apply online. Minorities and women are strongly encouraged to visit us. It's the Alabama Broadcasters Association Job Fair. Visit BroadcastersVirtualJobFair.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Banana is considered by some folks to be a funny word, but there are others. Here are the top words that sound as funny as banana. Hoobastank. Nincompoop. Prepubescent. Woodpecker. Gobbledygook, cattywampus, and poppycock. And those are some of the words that sound as funny as banana.
Woodpeckers always crack me up. 329, David Blackman joining us shortly, so we have a couple of minutes to chat. Red Top, you're up first.
Good afternoon, Greg. Did you go crazy yesterday?
No.
You had a good time, got twice as good a bicycle ride.
No, I actually went crazy this morning, but that's a long story we don't have time for.
I have to say, I have never come across a radio station that's been off the air all day. I think it started with the virus.
Well, for what it's worth, it was a career first for me, too. So,
I imagine so, man. I've been with the lady a long time. I ain't never heard of a station going down all day long. I think it was the CIA. They've been listening.
Under Chairman Biden, I wouldn't be surprised.
Under Chairman Biden, correct. Let me give you an update on our critter elimination system we have going in my neighborhood from the chicken killers. My neighbor, we got some traps, and my neighbor got the calico cat, and I got a big old possum night before last. I mean, he was big as a cage, man. I mean, bigger than a large house cat. And who you talk about in a bad mood when I, and but, you know, here again, no animals were harmed in the
I'm glad to hear that.
And no, I took him down by the river, and I let him out of the cage.
Good man.
And he had a damn good meal before he left, too, by the way. He enjoyed that Salisbury steak. And it wasn't 10 minutes after I set the trap, I heard that rascal snap shut, man. So maybe we still have three cats, a cat and a possum down. We have three cats to go. Maybe when we get the whole group done, we'll get some more fresh eggs. Because I miss them already, brother.
Well, we appreciate your efforts. And thank you for your animal-friendly approach to solving the problem.
Thank you. See you guys later.
All right. Kenny from Maxwell, we got about a minute.
Yeah, I'm going to make this short. First of all, hello, Greg, my brother from another, and Rosie, how are you doing? No, never mind. I know how you're doing.
Kenny, we're all right. How are you?
I'm just like you. I am so sick of, you know, been a baseball fan, of course, grew up New York Yankees, all that stuff. A lot of us that have supported baseball, we just basically we're fed up. If I'm going to give my money to anything now, I'm going to donate it to Biscuits Game, because at least those guys, they try hard. But this whole thing about the voting thing is, where's the racism in it? I mean, if they said only black people had to get a voter ID, that would make sense. Mm-hmm.
That would
but
be racist.
Everybody has to have an ID to vote.
Mm-hmm. No, and they moved the game to a place that has tighter restrictions. I mean, it's just so beyond absurd. Baseball stuck their foot out. And now their whole entity is getting sucked into the quicksand. And I can tell you this with great certainty. They've been hearing about it from...
Yeah, they're hurting the people that they're supposed to help, but that's Democrats anyway, so...
Yeah. What is it that they get every... Because, frankly, most leftists probably aren't big baseball fans.
No.
No.
In fact, they're not big fans of sports in general. So why pander to the people that could care less? Why, you know... slap the people that take care of the game. It's just unconscionable to me.
They don't have any backbone.
No, they don't. Kenny, I got to run. We got David Black.
I know. Yeah, David's coming on. So thanks a lot, guys.
Stay in touch. Thanks. Come to Baumhauer's. It is 3:33. David Blackman will join us next.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on Highway 143 at Draper Correctional Center. Use caution there. In Montgomery, Highway 80, just past the Montgomery Airport, we have an accident, an overturned 18-wheeler life flight making a flight in to get an injured person out. Use caution there. Maybe avoid that area if at all possible. Around Montgomery, we've got heavy traffic on the Boulevard, I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown. Keep it here for updates. If you're looking for a Camry, Corolla, RAV4, they're at Reinhart Used Car Supercenter, and you're going to save money. Reinhart Used Car Supercenter. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Angie.
Hi, Ben.
Well, come in, darling. I have a special evening planned for you.
You do? Ooh, I like your new chandelier.
Yeah, thanks. The technicians at Crosby Electric installed it for me. They had a lot of good suggestions, like these new outlets in the kitchen, so I can plug in my wine chiller and my new self-basting rotisserie oven. Do you like squab?
Mmm, do I?
And here's my new Crosby installed ceiling fan.
Beautiful.
And now, for the big moment, sit here on the sofa.
Okay.
I'll dim my new recessed lighting, specially installed by Crosby Electric.
Oh, my...
Click on my new electric fireplace logs, Crosby hardwire them to the panel, and ask you, Angie, will you be Mrs. Benjamin Farnbush?
Well?
Yes?
I've always wanted a self-basting rotisserie oven.
I'll take that as a yes.
Whether you're popping the question or making improvements to add value and livability to your home, call Crosby Electric for an estimate and lots of great suggestions. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
At Liggers Bakery, we have been baking memories using the original recipes in Montgomery since 1944. From all-time favorites like mint thumbprint cookies, pedophores, ice cookies, specialty cakes, and more. It's time to place your order for graduation season. Let Liggers customize your school colors with cakes, pedophores, and specialty cookies. Visit Liggers on Facebook and Instagram. Call us to place your order, 288-6550, or come see us at the Gay Meadows Shopping Center on McGee Road. It's not just good, it's Liggers good.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of the Herb Shop Wellness Center, Pepper Tree Shopping Center, Montgomery's number one nutritional and herb supplemental products. Check them out on the web at theherbshopal.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been batting 1,000 so far on this weather pattern over the last few days, but weather changes are coming up in the not-too-distant future. For tonight, mostly clear skies, not as cool. Overnight low temperature 54. Tomorrow, high temperature in the low to mid-80s. Slight chance of showers tomorrow afternoon, then scattered showers and thunderstorms by late Wednesday night, becoming likely on Thursday. Thursday's high right around 80, and more showers in the forecast for Friday and Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The last honest man in sports.
Man, I think most white people and black people are great people. I really believe that in my heart. But I think our system is set up where our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, are designed to make us not like each other so they can keep their grasp of money and power. They divide and conquer. I truly believe in my heart most white people and black people are awesome people. But we're so stupid following our politicians, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. And their only job is, hey, let's make these people not like each other. We don't live in their neighborhoods. We all got money. Let's make the whites and blacks not like each other. Let's make rich people and poor people not like each other. Let's scramble the middle class. I truly believe that in my heart.
And with that, we welcome the man with the 10-gallon brain, the smartest man in Texas, and he, too, among the most honest people you'll ever meet, David Blackman from dbdailyupdate.com.
Please clap.
How are you,
How
sir?
How y'all doing today?
Oh,
I am
man.
Good. I gotta say, I've never heard truer words spoken than
yeah.
what we just heard Charles Barkley say.
He's done that on a number of occasions.
Yeah.
But
yep.
I posted your blog today with the comment that it's whether you're a baseball fan or not, if you are an American and love this country, you almost have to love taking a step back and watching baseball shoot itself in the foot the way they have handling this whole thing.
It's just unbelievable. I mean, the jackass commissioner who made the decision, I mean, he's a member of Augusta National Golf Club.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Wow.
A club that didn't allow black or women into its membership until the 21st century.
I remember that.
Rob Manfred
yeah.
is a member of Augusta National. And I have nothing against Augusta National. They've changed. They've reformed themselves admirably. But, I mean, the hypocrisy here is just almost beyond belief.
It is.
It's just stunning how lacking in any sense of self-awareness these people really are.
You know, it's almost like the baseball season lasted one day for me this year. I have been so disgusted with this whole thing from the moment.
And then they moved the game to Colorado, which has essentially the same laws, actually even stricter voting requirements than Georgia does. They moved the game from a city that's 51% black to a city that is 6% black. Okay? That's what they've done here. It's almost beyond... you cannot make this stuff up. Mm-mm. It's beyond the ability to invent.
I honestly believe that this decision has also impacted the Braves as a team because they've looked awful. And they have to have opinions too. And
sure,
I'm sure they talk amongst themselves and they know that this was a total BS move by the commissioner.
Well, I don't know if they know it or not, because you hear the players talking about this, and they've just obviously been handed talking points.
Yeah.
Players and managers. They've just obviously been handed, because, you know, they're not focused on this nonsense. They're practicing and playing the game. You know, they're making millions of dollars playing the game. So they've just obviously been handed a talking point sheet that was probably written by the activist that opposed, you know, Stacey Abrams probably wrote it, right? and so, you know... I mean, I don't blame the players and managers for this. They shouldn't be talking about it because they don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it has to impact the Braves in particular.
I tweeted my favorite commentators, Christopher Russo, Jim Bowden, everybody else, with one simple tweet. Did you read this law? Do you understand that what you're saying is totally 100% false? They're all saying, baseball had no choice. I want to freaking tear my TV off the wall by its roots.
People like Stacey Abrams and that movement that she's leading in Georgia, they rely on people not reading the bill. They rely on people being
always
ignorant.
Always have.
I mean, it's the whole modus operandi of the Democratic Party.
Exactly right.
Since it's very founding. I mean, this goes all the way back to the early 19th century. I mean, it's never changed.
By the way, do you ever catch High Heat with Christopher Russo?
No. I don't watch sports TV other than the games.
It comes on when I'm just emerging from a brief midday nap, and it helps pull me out of my stupor. He's a character. he's a throwback kind of guy. Well, on top of all of this other insanity, I'm sure this was not his call. They put a woman on his show. And they had fired his male sidekick about 4 or 5 weeks back. And I'm thinking, here we go again. This is, again, I don't know who baseball thinks that they're appealing to. They have made a show I enjoy, you know, just as a, you know, blow-off time. And was fun, now into something completely different. I don't like it. I've been making my opinions known to them, too, about that.
Good.
I could tell Russo is just not into this, and I wonder how much longer he's even going to be. Yeah, because, I have nothing against women in baseball. I love Susie Waldman with John Sterling on the Yankees broadcast. I adore Heidi Watney on the Quick Pitch show, which the network runs during the season, you know, that recaps all the games. She's really good. I got no problem with a woman.
Yeah, the Dodgers have on their broadcast a woman who does play-by-play periodically. She's fantastic, actually.
So it's not that. It's just this move was not made for programming purposes. It was made for PC purposes. And I don't think that there's a net gain in that for baseball or any sport that operates off that.
Yeah, I'm like you. I don't. I'm not sure who that appeals to. I guess it must appeal to the woke crowd, and that's obviously who ESPN has been going after the last 15 years or so, and as their ratings have plummeted and crashed.
Yeah.
But again, ESPN is just like CNN and MSNBC. It's owned by a major corporation and it's there as a loss leader, just a propaganda subsidiary of this giant corporation. And so they're not worried about ratings anymore.
So, and didn't baseball just extend an agreement with some Chinese firm? Plus, they're getting their uniforms made by Nike this year. I see that stupid swoosh. Yeah. So they apparently have no problem with slave labor or the people in Hong Kong facing tyranny there.
Genocide going on.
Bingo.
Among the Muslims.
Bingo.
Yeah.
But if somebody has to show a driver's license to vote in Georgia, man, they'll shut the game down.
Jim Crow, man. That's Jim Crow.
Or as Joe Biden says, Joe Crow.
There you go.
Joe Crow.
Tapioca bowl of pudding in the White House.
Oh, man. I'm telling you. Like David, you say this many times in your brilliant blogs, you couldn't make these people up if you wanted to.
No, and why would you want to?
Exactly. So here they are. They're running the show.
Running our lives.
They can't raise taxes fast enough. They just...
Sickening,
it's,
man.
I'm going home after the show every day and getting into the fetal position and sucking my thumb.
No, and look what's going on. I mean, so we've had a 10% drop in oil prices over the last 2 weeks. And I went and filled up my car yesterday and paid another 10 cents more for it.
Does it make sense? Does it make sense?
No, it's all because of policy. It's because the market sees what Biden's doing with environmental and energy policy. And it's just going to keep going up and up and up.
Well, David, what do you think about lumber? I mean, all the guys that I talked to are talking about 140% increase in the wood that they buy to build houses. Yet the people that sell the trees, they're not getting any more money. Where's the money? Who's getting all the money?
I don't know. I saw a little news report on that the other day and couldn't figure out why.
I know.
Why is the lumber increasing? In fact, here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, they were interviewing a home builder that said his cost for lumber on a typical 2,000-square-foot house had doubled.
Yep. Yeah. That's what I'm hearing, too. That's what I'm hearing, too.
I read a story the other day about a developer that was pre-selling homes. You know, they have the model house. People come and see a brand new thing. And they're taking losses on these houses that they sold before the lumber prices.
They didn't see it coming.
Right.
Who did?
Right.
And they're contracted to sell at the price they signed at, so they have no choice but to take the loss.
Yep.
That's ridiculous. I mean, that's not regular inflation.
I need to research that, because one of the things the environmentalists are pushing is burning wood for power.
Right.
They're talking about one to clear cut forests to burn wood pellets instead of coal. It's insane.
It is crazy. It gets crazier every day.
Wow. So I just wonder if that's having an impact on the lumber market. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We're going to take a quick break here. I want to touch on some of the other brilliance that we've had from you, especially the DeSantis thing. The 60 Minutes hit piece, which was so off base that even Democrats in Florida stood up for DeSantis and called 60 Minutes out for being the liars they are. David Blackman, DB Daily Update, on the phone with us. Can you stay for just a couple of minutes?
You betcha.
Thank you, my friend. You should be, sometimes I know a lot of people it's like holding a cross up to a vampire these days with news. And people are just avoiding it altogether. But if you want to be informed through a guy who has a great way of recapping the stories you need to know about, David's your guy, dbdailyupdate.com. Lewis Lawn is the place to find equipment, whatever you need to maintain a beautiful exterior for your home. One of my co-hosts this morning made a comment that made me realize that they've got something there I've got to get for him. I don't think Jay's listening. They have this 3-foot stainless steel grabber, and Jay's got roses. So he was talking about trying not to get his flesh shredded by the...
Yeah, those thorns will get you.
This will go right through, and you want to, trim, tidy up, if debris, get whatever it is. We'll go right through it, pull it out, and it'll save you a ton of money on Band-Aids.
Yeah.
because it goes everywhere. And I've had mine for 12 years. And it's, you know, those cheap ones you get at the store with the rubber cups, those last, a week?
Maybe.
This is the real deal. It's $24. Great gift idea for people who like to do their own work at home, and getting behind those kinds of things a little bit tricky. Just an idea. Mowers, blowers, pressure washers, even the latest in battery-operated technology from the Ego product line, with mowers, edgers, and trimmers that are lightweight and start when you push the on button. And like everything else at Lewis Lawn, can be brought back there for service or warranty repair if needed. They're at 1135 Northeastern Bypass, open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. 244-9191 is the number at Lewis Lawn.
Ready for a refresh for your home or getting ready to sell? You don't have to hire a plumber, electrician, and carpenter to make it happen. Let Mr. Handyman help you. Call 219-8599 for an estimate today. Mr. Handyman specializes in home improvement, maintenance, and repair. One service can do it all. Update light fixtures and ceiling fans, paint cabinets, install tile, update outlets, change out sinks and faucets, repair fences, replace rotted wood, and so much more. Ask about senior and military discounts. Visit MrHandyman.com or call 219-8599.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes, and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog. Sucking on a chili dog.
Sucking on a chili dog at a Texas Rangers ball game, and I read somewhere today that the owner is a cheapskate.
He is a hell of a cheapskate, yeah.
They got a $1 billion ballpark and a 10-cent owner to put a team in there.
$25 team, yeah.
By the way, they traded Odor to the Yankees, but they got to pay most of the money they owe him. So
the Rangers still have to pay $25 million out of a $27 million 3-year deal. Yeah. They just made that trade to get him off their hands.
Yeah, he's always been kind of a problem player too, hasn't he? Yankees won't put up with that.
Yeah, the guy's got a lifetime batting average below 200. He's a liability in the field. And
how do we get one of those jobs?
I just don't know, man. It's unbelievable. Somebody actually paying him $9 million to play baseball.
It is no surprise to me whatsoever that 60 Minutes became the first of what will be many smear attempts against Ron DeSantis because, as I've said, he looks like the guy that could be, heading towards a run for the presidency in 2024. Because he's been consistent, he's been strong, he's got a good Trump streak in him.
Right.
And they just went off the deep end at 60 Minutes. Let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah, it's just unbelievable. I it's kind of hard to imagine they thought they would get away with presenting that story as they did. It's such an outrageous lie. That the basic premise was that because Publix supported his camp, Publix is a chain of pharmacy/grocery stores in Florida, and the corporation contributed money to the DeSantis 2018 campaign, and the premise of the 60 Minutes story was that because of that contribution, the governor awarded public one of the contracts to become a distributor of the vaccines, along with Walgreens and CVS and other, you know, likely business locations to do that thing. And it's just, I mean, it's just an outrageous lie. It's an outrageous lie that the governor had all these town hall meetings with Republican and Democrat local leaders all over the state to make that determination. And you know, and two of the, I mean, it's, so, it's such an outrageously false story that even two of the Democratic officials have come out and lambasted 60 Minutes about it.
Yeah.
And what does 60 Minutes do today? They just doubled down on the story. They issued a statement saying they stand behind it and are not going to apologize or retract anything.
That's the way it works at the Politburo, doesn't it?
Yep.
Duh. Yeah.
Duh. Unbelievable. And let's give credit to your governor, who I love the fact that he said, I'm not throwing out the first pitch. Thanks. I'll pass.
Yeah.
Even though that decision had, and also said, we don't want the game here. We were happy to accommodate you last year, but we don't want the All-State, so don't even think about offering it to us, which took guts, you know?
Yeah, you know, of course, that only lasts as long as he's governor, of course, and he's going to run next year, and he'll be reelected next year, so he'll be governor at least another 5 years. I was proud of him for doing that. Most politicians would not have turned down the chance to throw out the first pitch at a sold-out baseball game, and it was almost sold out. 38,000 out of 40,000 tickets were sold. The stands were packed. Hardly anybody was wearing a mask, and nobody, you didn't have a bunch of Nazis running up and down the aisles, you know, running people off for not putting a mask on.
And that just drives the left crazy, because Texas's numbers are going down even
every day,
you know, and it's got to be making them a little bit wiggy.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Governor Whitmer is in deep trouble in Michigan because her numbers are going through the roof. Michigan's now has the worst rate in the country of cases per 1,000 residents, even worse than New York City right now. And they've got every restriction imaginable in place.
As far as Gretchen's concerned, it couldn't happen to a nicer Nazi than her.
Yep.
Honest to God, that woman just makes me cringe. She makes my fresh... I mean, when you look at her, she has tyrants.
She's a witch.
Yeah, and it's that she comports herself in that way. She just reeks tyrant.
Yeah. Do you remember the movie The Stepford Wives?
Yes.
Back in the 70s, she'd have been perfect at
one of
those.
She's a robot.
Roles.
I remember who I took to see that at the drive-in.
So you do.
My memory of that is somewhat limited. But, boy, nothing like the drive-in and a little Muscatel.
Amen.
Isn't that the truth?
Time. God, David, the time goes by too quickly. Can we... We are... And, boy, did I hear about it, too. Our Saturday show... we got to find another time we can get you on during the week. Can we work that out?
Yeah, absolutely.
We really appreciate it. Good thing you weren't scheduled yesterday. For the first time in my career, our transmitter expired.
Oh, no.
During our morning show on Monday. Yeah, I've never seen it. We think, actually, that, you know, the CIA.
Probably so, yeah.
Because we're just too conservative. Sending a message to us, but...
That's what our listeners think.
Let's work on that, and we didn't even get to scratch the surface on other great... just go back and spend half an hour going back through David's blogs and catch up on some of the great insights he brings to the table every day at dbdailyupdate.com. We'll talk soon, David.
All right, guys. Y'all have a great week.
See much you. Gratitude Thanks. for your help and your contribution to the program. As we get close to 4 o'clock, wow... That went by fast, but he's just so spot on with the points he makes, and you know, he's a baseball fan. So when he says, and I feel the same way, that this has really impacted my feelings towards the game, just substitute Auburn football or Alabama football for the kind of thing that we're feeling. You know, it's how it is.
Well, the thing about baseball is you go back to the great, you know, Field of Dreams.